In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. 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 I said the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Well, if you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must sing for it. If you want joy, you must sing for it. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I said the joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. One more time. The joy of the Lord
is my strength.
The joy of the Lord is my strength.
The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. One more time. The joy of the Lord
is my strength. The joy of the Lord.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. You may be seated. As you know, this is done live, at least in the morning, 11:30 to 12, repeated in the afternoon, or evening, 7:30. Anyway, it is repeated on WROL at 7:30. Those that are led by the Spirit are the children of God, are the sons of God. But if we are to be led by the Spirit, we need to say that we need to give our lives, our bodies, a living sacrifice, which is our reasonable worship. And St. Paul says it in Romans 12:1. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is your reasonable worship. And you see, this is where faith comes in. We want people, we have many people that will come and go and give little donations, but they don't give full commitment. As I said, the chicken gives the donation of the egg, but the pig is full commitment when the farmer eats the bacon. You know, it's full commitment. People don't want full commitment. They want to play around with the Lord. They want to play footsies with Jesus. Yeah, that's what they want. They want to go into the water up to their ankles. They, so good, I feel the presence of God. Yeah, but they don't go any further than their ankles because you know what? They might have to rely upon the Lord when they go over their head. You see? This is the way it's been. It's always been this way. It's always been this way, and it's still this way. You know, we heard so many prophetic words in 1980, oh Mamma Mia, that all the stagings would be taken down and that the church would come under great persecution. We haven't started yet. And that it would shrink and that there would be all these things that would happen. Well, these things are happening now. And where have all the people gone? The people who listened to those prophetic words, they were so, oh yes, we're going to be there, oh yes, because they thought it was going to happen in the next couple of days. Yeah, but now it's happening in 2011. And where are they? They're Okinawa. They're gone. They're not around. They quit. They're doing other things because they found something else. They didn't want to carry the cross. They didn't want to live by faith. They didn't want to give full commitment. They start delving into sin. Oh, yes, it's easy to delve into sin. Oh, it's easy to get comfortable. Let's all get so comfortable. I'm going to tell you what we need in the United States, in the church, is a period of discomfort. Discomfort. We're all so comfortable. We're so comfortable. Everything is nice. Oh, yes, we've all got big screens now that we watch our TVs on, yeah. And we've even stereo systems that give us it's all so comfortable. And big reclining chairs. Isn't that nice? Listen, I don't think the Lord asks his people to be comfortable. The cross isn't comfortable. Our Lord was not comfortable on the cross. Jesus died on the cross, but he suffered agony. Agony, 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 agony that we would never imagine. And there were three people who died on the cross that day. But not like Jesus. He took the sin of the world and all the pain of the world and all the sickness of the world into himself. Your sicknesses. You know what? Jesus took your sicknesses on the cross. Just give them to him. I'm telling you, who wants to do full commitment? Not many people. That's why we don't see many things happening. That's why we don't see many things happening. You know why? I learned this a long time ago. You see, the way the church prays is the way the church believes. The center of human history is the cross of Jesus Christ. Yes, the resurrection, but the cross and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to know why very few things happen? Because people do not live crucified lives. People do not live crucified lives. The center of human history is a sacrifice. The church believes that. We celebrate the Eucharist. The one sacrifice. But God only works through a sacrificial people. People that live as living sacrifices of praise. Let me tell you about the Old Testament sacrifice. This is what happened with the Old Testament sacrifice. They'd get the lamb. They'd kill it. They'd bleed it. And then they'd offer it on the fire. It was a dead sacrifice. Jesus is a living sacrifice. I appeal to you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice of praise. In other words, to be consumed as a living person in the love of God on the fire of the Holy Spirit. How many know that it's easier to get the knife and die and then be burned than to be living and be burned? Mm-hmm. See, God only works through a sacrifice. He works through sacrificial people. Where he finds a sacrifice, the Lord sends his Holy Spirit and things happen from heaven. Where he doesn't find a sacrifice, he says, "Have a nice day. I'm going elsewhere." He looks for sacrificial people like his son. His son is the sacrifice. And we become sacrificial in union with Jesus, in union with the cross, in union with the Lord Jesus Christ. But not many people want that kind of life. Because you know what? I might have to give up some of my creature comforts. Yeah, that's right. I might have to be a little uncomfortable. That's right. I might have to do some things I don't like. That's right. That's right. You know what I used to have hanging on my seminary door when I was in the seminary? Something Catherine Kuhlman said. If it were easy, everybody'd be doing it. If it were easy, everybody'd be doing it. That's right. You know, we want the easy way out. That's what we've been taught. What's the easy way out? You want to live for Jesus? There's no easy way out. Unless you die a martyr very quick. The way out is sacrificial. That's why people left. Oh, they heard the prophetic words. Get ready. Things are going to happen. The church is going to be shaken up. Get ready. Oh, yeah, we're ready now. We're ready in 1980. Mm-hmm. 1990, we're less ready. 1997, we're barely ready. 2005, we're Okinawa. We're gone. I know it's sayonara, but I'll say Okinawa if I want. The Christian life is not a jog around the pond. It's a triathlon. Yeah. You know, and I love these people. They say, you know, come to the altar, accept Jesus. Everything's going to be all right. Yeah, it will be, ultimately. But you know what? Prepare yourself for an ordeal. Ecclesiasticus 2 says, if you would serve the Lord, prepare yourself for an ordeal. That's right. And when the ordeal comes, where is your house built? If it's built on sand, it's going to fall. If it's built on, what else? On wood, it's going to fall. It's got to be built on the rock that is Christ Jesus the Lord. Yeah. But not only to get an ordeal, you start seeing things other people don't see. You start hearing things other people don't hear. People start getting healed, being blessed, because you're a sacrifice in union with Jesus, his sacrifice. But it's costly. It's not cheap. So, you know what? There's no better life than the Christian life. But I'm going to tell you, it's for people that want to persevere in the race, in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Why do you think the name of the program? Because that's the program that I wanted. That's God's name. That's my life, in season and out of season, to preach, to exhort, to pray. In season and out of season, when you feel like it and when you don't, when you think God is on a long lunch break and you haven't seen him in 18 years, but you know he's there by faith, in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Yeah, you know, I'm going to tell you. Paul will tell you about the credentials. The credentials of the man of God, the person of God. He'll tell you, you know, they're not the credentials that we would want to hear. Because you know what? They don't make us happy. And you know what? We always need to be happy. Let me find it in 2 Corinthians. Yeah. You want to hear the credentials? They would not be my credentials if I'm looking for people for a job. Listen to what St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 12. If I must boast, not that it is profitable, but I will go on to visions and revelations of the Lord. Here it is. We'll go into that. Okay. But if anyone dares to boast, I am speaking foolishness. I also will dare. Am I a Hebrew? Are they Hebrews? I am too. Are they Israelites? Well, I am too. I'm a descendant of Abraham. Are they ministers of Christ? I am. I'm still more, with far greater labors, far more imprisonments, far worse beatings, numerous brushes with death. 5 times at the hands of the Jews I received 39 lashes. 3 times I was beaten with rods. 1 I was stoned. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I passed the night and the day on the deep, on frequent journeys, in dangers from rivers, dangers from robbers,
dangers from my own race, dangers from Gentiles, dangers in the city, dangers in the wilderness, dangers at sea, dangers among false brothers, in toil and hardship, through many sleepless nights, through hunger and thirst, through frequent fastings, through cold and exposure. And apart from these things, there is the daily pressure upon me of my anxiety for all the churches. Who is weak that I am not weak? Who is led to sin and I am not indignant? If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, he who is blessed forever, that I do not lie. At Damascus, the governor under King Aretas guarded the city of Damascus in order to seize me, but I was lowered in a basket through a window in the wall and escaped his hands. Mamma mia. Credentials. That's what you call full commitment. That's what you call, you know what?
Though none go with me, still I will
follow. You want to know what? It's so easy to sing. It's easy to sing, though none go with me, still I will follow. Anyone can sing it. I can sing it, you can sing it, we can sing it. But when it happens, I'm going to tell you it's a different story. It's a different story. It's easy to sing.
No, none go with me, still I will follow, yeah.
How many are left? How many are left? They sang that song. Oh, yes, with their hands up in the air, feeling the presence of God. How many are left? Not many. 1970s, there was great revival of the Holy Ghost, mighty workings of the Spirit of God. Oh, everybody got excited. Isn't it wonderful? How many are left? Not many. You want to know why? Life happened. And people who weren't weak enough said, we're leaving. Quick. Nobody preaches like this, okay? This is real. This is real. I want the people that are tried and true, okay? I look at Father John Randall. I say there's a tried and true man of God. Tried and true. I look at Sister Miriam Patrice. I say tried and true woman of God. I'm going to tell you, everybody's not tried and true. Because you see, it's a sacrificial life. But it's also a life of glory because you see things other people don't see. You become instruments of salvation. You become ambassadors of Christ. You become places where people get healed and children that get live that should die. But because God works through a sacrifice. Always through a sacrifice. The center of human history is a sacrifice. The sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, sacrificial people are the ones that have a fragrant offering in union with Jesus. Do you know that the Bible says when Jesus was on the cross, he was the fragrant offering to the Father? You see, because the sacrifice was burned. And when you burn the lamb, have you ever had a lamb? I love lamb. Oh, when you put it on the barbecue. Oh, when you put lamb on the barbecue, it's got a nice smell. Oh, when Jesus was on the cross, he's the Lamb of God, sacrificial, fragrant offering to the Father. See, the lamb that they used to put on the fire, the smoke would go up and the fat would be burned and it would smell so good. It was a fragrant offering. But I'm telling you, the infinite fragrant offering is the crucified Jesus. Oh, the Father smells that offering for the forgiveness of our sins, for the forgiveness of your sins, for the forgiveness of your bodies to be healed in Jesus' name. That fragrant offering of Jesus, that fragrant offering, then we are to be the aroma of Christ, and we join him
in that offering, in union with Jesus on the cross. Fragrant offerings, but there aren't many people. There aren't many people who stick it out. There aren't many people. Things get difficult. They get rugged. They get hard. Maria Vadilla goes to Africa. She was raised with a silver spoon in her mouth. She was raised with nannies. Her two father and mother were doctors. They left Cuba to come to the United States because of Castro, and they suffered, but they're still raised with a silver spoon in their mouth. You know, everything was good. She married very good. She had more shoes than, what's her name? The lady in the Philippines. Don't ask for me. Don't cry for me, Argentina. Yeah. So she had all these things. And then she met Jesus. She met Jesus. He turned her life upside down. Now she goes to Africa. She's in the middle of cockroaches. She's in the middle of bugs in the middle of the night. She goes to preach to the people. She goes to the pygmies. They're building little houses for the pygmies. To go to preach for those people don't love the pygmies. They're just desolate, destitute, broken. They're kind of spit upon in Africa. She goes to preach to them, and it's filthy, rotten, dirty. Well, you know what? She's found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. She's found a purpose in her life. It's not easy. It's not easy. Sister Gwen was telling me, not Sister Gwen, Sister Ruth was telling me, you know, when they went to China, The first night they were offered the best room in the house, wasn't very best. The second night, they're sleeping outdoors, and the white rats were biting their ears. That's right. But you see, they found someone worth living for and someone worth dying for. You understand that? They were led by the Spirit. They're the children of God. They're the sacrifices in union with the sacrifice. They see things other people don't see. But it's rugged. It's not easy. As I wrote on my door, if it were easy, everybody would be doing it. Not easy. But there's nothing more wonderful. Nothing more wonderful. Nothing more wonderful than following Jesus and bringing people to Jesus and seeing people's hearts light up and seeing people's eyes open up. There's nothing more wonderful than people telling you 6 years later, I was healed when you prayed for me of an eye disease, of cancer, or whatever. I didn't know any of these things. But you know what? Whether I know them or not, you keep on doing them. You keep on doing them. And you know, you do them in the midst of adversity. You do them in the midst when your father dies of cancer. Yeah, your father dies of cancer. And you get all the best people to pray for him. And he still dies. And then someone comes to me with cancer about her husband. What do I do? Do I run away? I remember those dirty old steps when she told me, my husband has cancer. And I said, is it of the colon? She said, yes. I said, and I'm looking at the dirty old steps. I can run up those steps. I can go to my room right now. I can say, no, 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 my father wasn't healed. So I lay hands upon her and pray, very short, but pray. What you didn't do for my father, do for him. And he did. The guy was healed. Well, I'm going to tell you, you see, you're talking about human beings. Why wasn't my father healed? But you know what? Who knows? But you continue. You continue. In the face of adversity, you continue. By the grace of God. Mm-hmm. Not because I'm stubborn. Well, that's true. But by the grace of God, because better people than me have jumped out of the race when it got rugged. But I'm so weak, I got no place to go. I got no place. Where am I going? Where am I going? Go to Mexico, buy a hacienda, have slaves? I'd be miserable. Please, let me just say this. God's looking for a sacrifice, and you know that sacrifice is you. And if you're the weakest person, he's looking for you. Just say, here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Here I am, Lord, I come to do your will. Listen, we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House tonight at 7:30 in Waltham, and you're welcome to come. The Espousal Retreat House tonight at 7:30, and you're welcome to come. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock at Holy Rosary, we're having confirmation. Would you come and fill the church? We need you to be there to pray for the Holy Ghost to come upon these people. Would you do it? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.